Welcome, podcast listeners. You're listening to Teller's Podcast, everyday stories brought to you by everyday people. This is the first story for Teller's Podcast, and it's about travellers waving. You'll know if you've ever been on a long road trip that everyone always waves to each other, and that's what this story is about. Hope you enjoy it. You've heard of the Mexican wave. Well, if you've driven anywhere long distance, you'll also know the traveller's wave. You know the one where every car that passes you, you have to wave to? It's kind of like a secret handshake you had with your mates back when you were a kid. Well, a few years back, I owned the dream car. Well, it was my dream car. It was a combi, of course, and it had flowers and peace signs painted all over it. It was fantastic because there used to always be felt pens or, you know, paint pens in the back of the car. And whenever I met people, they'd sign their name or they'd write poetry or write some quote about, you know, saving the earth on the side of the combi. It was the best car in the world. Anyway, there's a special wave for combis, and it doesn't matter if you're on the bush, in the bush, or an isolated road or in a traffic jam in the city. You must wave to all other combis at all times. I've also been told that there's a special way for some motorbikes too. I have no first-hand experience on this as I'm not a big motorbike rider. But I've often seen them at the lights giving each other the secret nod. Luckily, all cars don't have to wave to each other all the time. Can you imagine the insurance excess that would go through the roof with RSI claims on drivers' wrists? When you're on holiday, though, the wave rears its ugly head, and you must oblige or be ever an outcast. So, a couple of years ago, I left Brisbane and I bought a camper van, pop-top camper van, and decided to drive around this great country of ours. It took about 2 years to do it and had the time of my life, but one thing that I noticed, no matter where I was in Australia, was that you have to wave to people. You're in a camper van, you're in the middle of nowhere, you see one car, you have to acknowledge them. So I did a bit of an encyclopedia of travel wave. So let me share the findings with you. So the first one is the camper wave. Anyone in a camper van will leave their hand on the steering wheel and lift their index finger only. It kind of mimics the movement that the camper van makes when they pop the top, so to speak. Another one is the hippie wave, and it's kind of a slight variation on the camper wave. The driver will lift two fingers and they kind of make the peace sign with them, and they're usually the people that are in the camper vans that are painted in the bright colours, much like the combi I used to have. The third one is the grey nomad wave. I'm sure you know that there's an army of people taking over this country. They all have grey hair, they tow caravans, and, you know, they usually always travel in twos. Caravans are so huge, and quite often you think to yourself that they can't possibly need the amount of space that they've got in those caravans. But anyway, the wave that these guys use is a hand raised right off the steering wheel with the index finger pointed up and the thumb out so that they look like they're pointing to the sky. My reaction to that was always to look up, so I'd always miss the waving bit, but you seriously think that they're pointing to the sky. Another one is the fisherman's wave. These guys are the ones that drive the dodgy old Land Rovers that have an equally dodgy looking tinny strapped to the roof. And it's not sexist at all if I say that these people are fishermen, because the fact is that in the 2 years driving around the country, I hardly saw any women in those kinds of cars. And frankly, I think that the chicks in this country are far too smart for that mode of travel. Anyway, the fisherman's wave is influenced by the fact that they've just spent the last few days holding up their fishing rod. Their arms are tired, they're pissed off because they've wasted all their bait and caught nothing. And they're usually leaning forward over the steering wheel and only just managed to raise their index finger ever so slightly. They really can't be bothered and they're just being polite. The fifth kind of wave is the overseas backpacker. These guys are always in the Brits rental campers. They're always so excited to be here and they're always smiling even if it's 40 degrees and their air conditioner is broken. There's usually always three or more people in these vans, and they all lean forward to the windscreen and wave hysterically at you. The first time you see this, you seriously think they're trying to let you know that your car's on fire or something. But no, they're just excited. The sixth one is the crazy cyclist. And surprisingly, they're everywhere. I remember passing one 100 k's out of Alice Springs. And these people are freaks, and I really don't think you should ever approach them in case some of their stupidity rubs out on you and you find yourself removing your own cycle from the rack and donning the helmet and getting out there. These wavers are far more friendly on the coast than in the outback, and if you think about the weather and how hot it is out there, you can understand why. They're usually always foreign, and they all seem to get pretty shitty when they realise how hot the outback really is. It's like they've read about it, but they just don't get it till they get here. Anyway, when you see these guys, they don't even raise their heads, and you can speed past them, you can slow down. You know, they know that you know that they want to wave their head and acknowledge you, but they can't. By the time, you know, it's middle of the day and you're driving past them, their hands are actually melted onto the grips and they can't be moved. The really strange thing is that when you see these guys at a roadhouse or a caravan park somewhere, they seem really, really normal. And, you know, to be honest, I think that these crazy cyclists might just be a little bit like serial killers, you know. You can't always tell by looking at them. So anyway, the next wave is a school bus wave. And this is when some deranged school teacher thinks that it might be a good idea to take a bunch of children in a little tiny bus out into the great big desert. Within about half an hour, the teachers lose their mind and have taken to speeding down the road faster than a road train in the middle of the night. And I'm sure that they're just hoping that a kangaroo will jump out in the middle of the road and put them out of their misery. When you see this, it's not the driver that waves, but the kids. You get every single window in a minibus plastered with dirty little faces poking out their tongue or pulling some other hideous face. And they think it's hilarious. The next wave is the trucker wave, and these guys give you a pretty standard index finger raise and nod. But only one in every five will wave to you. And that's the really interesting thing. They won't all wave to you. It's the only vehicle out there in the middle of Australia that won't always wave to you. And I'm pretty sure that there's some kind of trucker get-together once a month where they all sit around and nominate who are going to be the waivers for that month. And then it's against the trucker law for anyone else to wave to if it's not their turn. And you can wave all you like to them, they just won't wave back. And every now and again you'll get one, gives you the nod. Last one that I saw everywhere was the local wave. And I suppose it's not really a wave, but it's performed by the people who live or work in the area. They're sick and tired of people waving at them, and they're not on holiday, and they don't give a shit if you are. Their wave really isn't a wave, and they just ignore you, and any attempt that you make to wave at them seems to go completely unnoticed. So that's all of them. And I guess all this waving isn't too bad, because having people constantly raise their hand or their index finger to you is a lot better when you're out back and on holidays and enjoying life than being in the city, where they're always raising their middle finger to you and tooting their horn. Well, I hope you enjoyed that story. And don't forget, I'd love to hear from you. So if you've got a story to share, email me at tellertoteller@gmail.com. That's teller, T-E-L-L-E-R, 2, the number 2, teller, T-E-L-L-E-R, @gmail.com. Well, until next time. And remember, everyone's got a story and everyone's a teller.